I'm about kicking ass. Wow. I'm about taking names.
Wow.
I took his name. Little bit faster. And if you don't feel it yet, you will. I'll promise you that. Who's your daddy?
Yeah, it's recording. I see it.
Okay. There's going to be like an intro song. I haven't done it yet, but it'll be there. Just something crappy.
It's your intro song.
I'll get like
Yes, welcome to Patriots Radio.
Double for the fist. Wait, what year is it?
All right.
Yeah, let's start. Let's do this. All right. Okay. Welcome to Pi Radio. This is Grub Dog. And...
Hey.
Let's do this.
Great start.
Amateur hour here, right? Amateur half hour, because obviously this is our first time. Who wants to talk about what games they're playing first?
Yeah, well, I thought we were going to introduce ourselves first.
So, I'm Grub Dog.
I'm playing Donkey Kong Country Returns right now.
I'm Rab.
I'm Fanny.
All right. Okay. Seriously. This is Bill Arian here.
Hi, Bill.
Is that all, Bill?
That's it. I was waiting for you guys to introduce yourselves. We're gonna just introduce ourselves.
Because DeGuayo is like, you know, this is easy.
Hi, Jeff.
Album, and that's it. You call me Deg too, but that's cool. God damn it.
Yep, Deg, author of the famous Wall of Shame.
Yeah.
Deg is...
Pro did most of the work.
The first to podcast while playing Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah. we're real gamers here. We actually play games.
I'll play stuff if it starts getting too frustrating, and I'll be like, you know, just keep the goddammit fuck out of me.
Alright, those introductions are kind of fell flat on their face. I guess we'll just talk about what games we've been playing.
All right.
I guess I'll go first. I've been playing Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate on the Wii U. Addicting as fuck. I've already, I just got the game the other day, and I've already put in at least 14 hours. And, I haven't even really done that many quests. It's just...
You just played for 6 hours today, didn't you?
Yeah, I've just been grinding items, and there's just so many items and, so many different things to collect. It's just ridiculous, and it might take us a couple months to finally play some online, once you guys finally get the game, because there's so much to collect.
And the patch comes out.
And you sort of want to collect this stuff, too, because you want to have, good health items and good gear before we start going out on hunts together.
So. Well, yeah, it's that thing where it's better to need it and not... I mean, have it, not need it, than need it and not have it.
Exactly, so... Yeah.
Go on suicide runs.
Go out naked and with... just kicking... I mean, on YouTube, you can... find videos by crazy Japanese players that can kick the final boss to death, and it's insane. But
is it cross compatible with the 3DS, or
yes,
is it
cross compatible?
Oh, okay, yeah,
yes,
yeah, because I don't actually have a Wii U yet, so yeah,
you can even use the same save file.
Yeah, Capcom hasn't released the transfer thing yet, but you can transfer your data from the 3DS game to the Wii U game and from the Wii U game to the 3DS game.
Excellent.
Awesome.
So, that's...
Yeah, otherwise known as, the connectivity Sony thought of for the PSP and the PS2. You know...
It didn't work.
Well, that was, the only thing they did. It was you can transfer save files of games you bought twice. They didn't get what connectivity was, the idea behind it.
All right, who's next?
I guess I've been playing a lot of Nano Assault Neo on Wii U. I've got this idea that I can do so much better in survival mode, because every time I die, I just think, what, you seriously died like that? the game's tricking me into playing it every day, thinking I can increase my score.
Yeah.
It's a really fun game.
And why can't you?
sort of reminds me of...
I'm slowly getting better, but it's just a fun kind of challenge. I'm just playing it every day, half an hour.
Yeah, it reminds me...
Yeah. I'm surprised I've been playing it this long.
Microcosm.
Would you say it's probably the longest you've been playing a score attack game since Donkey Kong Country? Not Donkey Kong Jungle Beat. There we go. Where it'd be like, I can get one more banana. I can get one more banana in this level.
Maybe. Donkey Kong Jungle Beat I was actually good at, but this one. Well, I'm in the top 10 in the world, but I think that's just because I play it so much.
Yeah, I'm
probably in the 20
players.
It's an
awesome game. Like, it's just good to play a game that runs at 60 frames per second, awesome graphics, without all these glitches all over the place. It's just like a raw kind of game there.
It's fun to play. I know, like, it sounds like not much to ask for, but yeah, it is nice to play something like that once in a while.
Unfortunately, I haven't put a lot of time into the game yet, but I like that one mission that where you're supposed to last like 5 seconds or something like that, and like you die instantly when you start the level.
Oh, that's in Nano Stray.
Is that?
Yeah. Where all these bullets just come around?
Oh, okay, whatever.
All sides.
I'm mixing all my games.
Oh, there's different ones in Nano Assault Neo. You have to play it more.
It's also Shinnen basically kind of embarrassing a bunch of third parties and stuff.
Wii U launch game ready, and it's at 60 frames per second. The graphics are amazing, and they said it was easy to make. Meanwhile, third parties are struggling to port existing games.
Third-party joke.
Party jokes. They write themselves.
How many people are like in Shinnen?
Five.
Isn't it like six?
I thought it was
one guy who does the music and the graphics.
Not many people. Let's just say that.
Two gameplay.
That's embarrassing. I mean, you got these. That's what's really bad about the future of video games. These large companies that, so for some reason, can't do some things. You know, they can't. They have so many people working, and they struggle to do basic shit.
Well, I mean, like, think of Assassin's Creed Black Flag. Apparently, the game has like 1,000 people working on it.
That's
1,000.
How do they communicate? I mean, we had enough trouble setting up
all Skype calls. They communicate in French.
You say even the guys at Ubisoft Shanghai.
It's ridiculous.
Well, I think the idea is like they have studios around the world, so like every hour of the day there's someone working on the game.
That's intelligent. Oh, yeah,
that works. How do they even get that to work?
Asset sharing doesn't work quite that way.
just imagine waking up and someone's like done something to the texture you were working on. What's this? It doesn't work. Go back.
Oh. The sun never sets on the Ubisoft Empire.
Hey, what did you do to that piece of cloth?
Jeez. Wait.
All right,
we got off topic here already.
Talking about games we were playing.
So was it about SimCity or shitty third parties or
remakes? Yeah, it's Matt's turn next.
Okay. Hey, I'm Matto. Guess what I play?
I'm Matto.
I play Mario games. Surprise.
Is that what you're playing now? Are you playing a Mario game right this second, like Deg's playing Donkey Kong?
Well, does Mario Golf count?
Mario. Well, it's a Mario game.
Well,
it's one of the golf,
but I'm not playing as a Mario character right now.
It's one of the yearly.
You better be playing as Luigi. You have to play as Luigi. It's the rules in 2013.
You're Luigi.
I can't play as Luigi in this game unless Luigi has some kind of secret he doesn't want to share.
I think Luigi has a lot of secrets.
Yeah.
And we'll discuss that later in the podcast.
So, Rab, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a couple of games lately. I've been playing...
Wait. Deg didn't go. Rab
what?
Last.
Deg's playing Donkey Kong.
Well, he wants to.
Yeah, he's playing right.
He's very concentrated. He's focused. It's a hard game.
Yeah, if you want to know that, I'm Dag. I'm Jeff Shirley. I worked at like PGC and NWR for a while, and actually 10 years on the while. But and then I basically ended up leaving because I needed to get a job, and I haven't been able to find one. That was about 5 years ago.
Poor Dag.
Oh. Yeah,
job at Walmart,
just working on pay for us. Yeah, so how is Donkey Kong? What machine are you playing it on?
I'm playing on the Wii U, but it's Donkey Kong Country Returns, so.
The Wii game, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, well, yeah, I've been playing a couple of games at the moment. I've been playing Virtue's Last Reward, which has been interesting enough. I don't know, I guess I've got about half the ending so far, but most of them don't, you know, a bit inconsequential, you sort of die. I don't know if you guys have, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's sort of like the semi-sequel to 999, and yeah, I know, but, you know, it gets a bit bogged down in discussions of, like, quantum physics and stuff, and how that somehow relate, like that's how they try and relate, make its time shifting mechanic make sense. It's all right. I'll probably just plow through the end of it just because it's annoying me to finish it off. But the other game I've been playing when I can is the new SimCity. I'm not, of course, on PC, and
when you can, does it mean? Does that mean when the game works or when you have time?
Yeah, I mean, because it's got a... Like, technically, it's not really DRM, but it requires you to always be connected to the internet. Now, that's okay. I have an internet connection at home, but EA don't seem to have an internet connection because the launch weekend, it was just insane. And because every server was overloaded all the time, and you cannot even play the tutorial mode in the game without being connected to EA servers. And of course, not only was SimCity, released, there's like a Battlefield 3 final expansion that came out, final expansion Mass Effect 3 came out, so it's all EA servers were just getting absolutely hammered. They were sending out all this, thank you for your patience, but no one was being polite or no one was being patient, especially when you could see the server list. So they only had like 5 servers around the world, and 2 weeks later, now they have about 20, including one in Antarctica. I'm not really sure, that one always seems to be available, but I don't really know where the undersea cables to Antarctica lead, so I'm a bit skeptical about that server. But yeah, I mean, the game itself, pretty good. I mean, like, it's a different sort of SimCity. It's more like Sim Suburb, because the cities themselves are quite small, and you can really only sort of focus, like, this city has a coal mine and a little bit of industry to support that, and like this one is like a university town, but so you don't really get to build your sprawling metropolises of SimCity 4, but it's what it does do, it does quite well, and I find it's really quite interesting sending your neighbour city probably doesn't have, say, an ambulance service, so you send them ambulances, and then they sort of pay you for that privilege, and that helps your income while you're sort of supplementing because all your casinos are going broke. And God, it's funny because I had this casino town, but it was all like really poor and dingy, and they're constantly crying out for police coverage, and I can't be bothered sort of putting a police station down. But then. So one of my neighbors started sending me like 5 police cars, which should have been enough. But then when I look at like the crime report, like you can see every single criminal in the city, and there are hundreds, and they are running around. the engine's actually excellent. Like you can see like the little criminal face, and like go down and watch them stealing from shops and murdering people, and then you'd see the cops, and they're all stuck in a traffic jam outside of town. it's just hilarious, and and then meanwhile, like. So all that's going on, and then I notice that a few buildings are sort of abandoned, and I sort of highlight over, why is it abandoned? Our workers keep dying.
They just randomly die, or do you need like a service to help them?
Help them die.
Help them live.
So this way, it's a hilarious game, but so I am enjoying it. I don't know, a lot of people have been complaining about various aspects to it, but I think they just need to realise it. Well, I mean, the most worthy complaint is that of the servers, which are finally seem to be showing some sort of stability. But,
I don't know. I will ask this. I mean, think of the reviews a game gets, and can you imagine a game being released like 10 years ago that... I mean, one of the first things I think about when a game is, does this work function when I turn the game on? And if it fails that, don't you think there should be some kind of numerical penalty for that?
Well, yeah. Polygon knocked their score down from 9.5 to a 4. And I thought that was good. See, but reviewers don't exist in the same world that we do. Like,
I agree.
They all got they all got invited to EA, like, you know, in the ivory tower and played on a little intranet thing where everyone was being polite to each other. They weren't griefing each other. They didn't have to, you know, EA knew exactly that there were, you know, 12 reviewers on at a time, not a million players. And so yeah, like, you know, like my experience was, you know, I like to think it was from the streets. It was from down in the hood city where these reviewers, these bureaucrats, sort of disconnected from society. They were reviewing a different game altogether.
Communist reviewing manifesto.
If you're buying an EA game in 2013 that requires the internet, you kind of know that you're not getting a smooth experience straight away.
Yeah, it's tragic that we've sort of come to accept this. But hey, EA have given me a free copy of Dead Space 3 for my troubles now. So yeah, thanks, EA. Yeah. I haven't played Dead Space 1 or 2, and I didn't, you know, would have preferred like a free copy of something else, but oh well.
Talking about that, you're saying like the biggest issue is the servers, but speaking as someone who's just like sort of watching this from the sidelines and pointing and laughing while I do, sounds like a lot of the key, like, what should I say, mechanics in the game seem to be fundamentally broken. Like, I've heard about, like, how each sim, like, is sort of like a mindless robot that, like, at the end of the day, like, they will go to some house. Like, they don't even own their own houses. Like, they'll just, like, after they're done working, they'll just randomly go to someone else's house. And at the beginning of the day, they'll go to some random job. So basically, they're not individuals. They're just sort of like, it gives you some sort of false sense of you have this life, like this like huge open like world full of life, and like they're mainly just ants and like.
Yeah, so I have never Chronicles. Followed. I've never bothered to follow the one sim around for a whole sort of day, but yeah, my understanding is that they like find a different job every day, or so something along those lines. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they, I think you have to sort of deal with this. Like, it is a simulation of a simulation. It's not going to be, they're not realistically going to map out the daily lives of 100,000 citizens in your city,
$60 for
unfortunately, I'm gonna just cut you off here and just say that's not the way EA marketed it. They said that you could follow the life of a specific sim. They specifically said that. So if they didn't say that, then you could possibly say, well, they got you because they didn't actually tell you, but they said that. So like, I think that's a bit of a dick EA.
Yeah, there's a lot of truthiness in EA's marketing, though. That's for sure. The engine's interesting because they simulate the sims the same way they simulate, say, electricity and power. And so sometimes, like, your random building sitting in the middle of a city will actually lose water, even though you've got enough water, just because water hasn't randomly decided to pump down that road lately. And it's
blockage.
You get some sort of odd things like that doing. And I prefer, and I think with that, I think for things like that, I think I prefer the old way of the SimCity sort of 1-4 versions, where it was just kind of like, you know, you've got X amount of water, you have Y amount of demand, and if it doesn't meet it, then you need to add more water. And that was a bit more simple and straightforward, and I think they're sort of wasting a bit of resources on things like that, like, you know, individual buildings losing water, like, just randomly.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, perhaps if they put those resources back into the Sims, the citizens themselves, it could be a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Hey, Rab, I have a question about SimCity, at least a new one. Does it have a really ornery or really angry transportation chief like SimCity 2000 did?
Okay, you have to explain this to me because I don't know much about SimCity.
In SimCity 2000, if you ever cut your transportation guy's budget ever, he would be like, "You will regret this!" Like, really
angry. And you do regret it because roads just start randomly turning to rubble across town, and like, your city starts falling apart.
He warned you.
You can't actually adjust the transportation budget in this one. If you're running out of money, you have to sort of just start, you know, bulldozing police stations and things like that if you really want to cut back on services. But you can't cut back on transport this time. I guess, you know, the amount of regret people would feel would possibly just be too much for the game to handle. And, you know, people wouldn't know what to do with themselves. But, yeah, and unfortunately, the Andrew Transport Advisor is not around.
Oh, you will regret this.
Oh, do you hear that, guys?
We
actually got a caller.
Yep, phone call.
Oh.
Yep. Oh, hold on. Hello, this is Pi Radio.
Oh, hello, is this Edge Magazine?
No, you've called the Patriots.
The what now? Pi Watsits?
Patriots, Patriots.com. You're on Pi Radio.
I think you're having me on here. Call Edge Magazine. Its number's right here.
3141-5926. That's Pi Radio.
Oh, hang on a sec. I'll get me glasses. Oh, no, I won't. Got the phone stuck around me neck. I guess I'll take your word for it, then.
Oh, you don't have a wireless phone?
A what now? You think I'm an idiot?
Never mind. What's your name? Do you have a question?
Yes, my name's Dagren. I just want to say, great review on LEGO City. It looks like an arse game. 5 out of 10, well deserved.
Oh, okay. Have you played it?
Why would I play a game that got 5 out of 10?
Well, how do you know it deserves that?
It's a kid's game. It's rubbish. You calling me a kid?
I'm not saying that at all, Dagren. Although you did call the wrong number.
Well, I might just give this phone call a 5 out of 10.
Well, I don't know. Hasn't been that bad. I'd give it a 6 or a 7.
You sound like a fanboy. This conversation is drivel. The characters are shocking.
Well, isn't that half down to you?
No, it's your fault. Don't get me started on the load times. They're dreadful. Took you 30 seconds to answer the phone. Imagine if I made 6 calls. It'd be 3 minutes. And the textures. What's this last-gen buzzing sound?
That would be your phone.
Oh, well...
And now a word from our sponsors. Welcome to Rayman Legends, an exclusive platforming game for Wii U. Join Rayman and his friends on a new adventure using the Wii U gamepad. Move platforms, stun enemies, and solve all the puzzles in this new world, only on Wii U. Thanks to the Wii U gamepad, we've come up with many gameplay ideas we hope you like. And this game could only be on Wii U. We've used every aspect of the new console to create this game. So go and pick it up. It's Rayman Legends in stores now.
This commercial was made 3 months ago. Release date not final. Rated N for nobody.
Okay, that was a little weird.
Okay, yeah, Rayman Legends. Yeah. Is anyone still excited about that game?
Apparently Rolly is, because he's gone. I think he was just really excited. He was like, gotta get that Rayman!
He actually left the call to go and buy Rayman. He didn't see the end of that.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news to him when he comes back, but he'll figure it out.
Oh my god. Okay. But yeah, I mean, seriously though, I'll probably still get Rayman because I don't feel like punching the development team for
the publisher. The original vision of the game, it's still there. It's still going to be an awesome game.
Yeah, it's still there. And like with how like the team was like very supportive of like the Wii U fan base, yeah, I have to support them. And like I really want to really nail like the message home to them. Like I want the Wii U version to like outsell the 360 and PS3 versions like 10-1.
Yeah, I think it will. Fairly comfortably Rayman Origins just bombed.
Yeah.
And now Rayman Legends is going to get a new audience people actually cared about it before it got delayed.
Or it's just going to bomb completely because unfortunately there are going to be people that don't think of the big picture and they're just going to not get it because they have a grudge against Ubisoft now.
Can you blame them really? I mean,
no, you can't. That's what sucks is that like you can't.
I mean, you're really excited. You pre-order their game. You follow everything, and then they're like, "Well, we're going to delay it so that it can die next to Call of Duty: Modern Warfare 4."
Grand Theft Auto 5. Grand Theft Auto, the same fucking month as Grand Theft Auto. It's like,
well, I mean, there's a lot of games in September. That's always going to happen at near the end of the year.
Fall is the worst time to ever release a game like that.
Yeah.
Cause that's like the season they'll release like all the big names shit.
Yep. And I'm sure the next Mario game will, or whatever Mario big
Kart
game that they send out. Yeah, I don't know if it's gonna be Kart though. I think it's still a little too soon.
Probably like November for Mario Kart. It seems to be the standard.
I don't know if both game. I think they're gonna just release like one of their, like either Mario or Mario Kart, like one of them. I don't think they're gonna do both. And you know what?
There's also that Yoshi game as well. That
I know Yoshi. That I see that's gonna.
And that's a pretty similar game to Rayman.
Yeah.
And whatever retro's got. I mean, Nintendo's got a pretty full calendar, and they're like, hey, Ubisoft, you know when you could release this game? February, because we don't have anything. In fact, we would really like it if you released it in February. We'll market it for you, in fact. And they're like...
They said it on Nintendo Directs for the last few times.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I wonder if it's still going to be in Nintendo Direct.
I highly doubt it.
I mean, it probably went near its release, but, you know, they're like, we have, like, games that come out on time to talk about, you know?
Yeah.
I in regards to that Rayman Legends thing, when the news, like, was revealed, Miiverse became so amazing.
Yeah.
Because, as our listeners should know, Ubisoft has their little
UPlay right.
Community, and holy shit, it was awesome.
Yeah, and there's not much else to talk about on UPlay as well, so
it's no.
Pretty interesting to watch it explode.
Watch everything explode in Ubisoft's face.
No, well, it shows you just how much they don't really give a shit about their fan base because they haven't like.
Well,
like,
apparently
they haven't even made an apology. Like, they actually, I feel like they more insulted the Wii U fan base by, like, saying, exclusive demo. It's like, seriously? That's supposed to appease
second
us?
Demo.
Wow. I think even worse was, like, on their Facebook page. I mean, that's just how brain dead they were about the whole thing when they basically said, you know, it's coming out to the PS3 and Xbox 360, so you can collect those, like, something lums there. And I'm like, you want me to buy the game three times? If I buy it on the Wii U, it's probably going to be the only time I buy it. I'm not going to buy the 360 ports just because you made them and they exist.
Well, you can beat the game three times.
Oh.
Yeah. On different consoles.
Even worse was when they showed when they showed the exclusive demo video that had like Xbox 360 command prompts. Everybody's like, "How stupid is Ubisoft? They're just fucking with their entire fan base for no reason, really." It's like they want people to buy Monster Hunter or something instead, you know.
Hopefully,
well, I guess there's one good thing about this, and that's the developers. Well, they do get an extra 6 months to kind of. Add content to the game, so...
Or...
In the long run... I doubt they're going to add much content. Like,
that was
basically a buzzword for Ubisoft to say, like, oh, this is why we're delaying it. We're delaying it so we can add content. Yes, content. That's what we... There's going to be no new content at all.
Well, I mean, the developers...
At the very most...
Doing something.
At the very most, they'll be, like, hopefully completely bug-free.
Oh, yeah. Well, they don't have 1,000 people working on it, so...
That'll happen in the reign of Queen Dick.
Well, it's a Montpellier game, so... But it's not made by Assassin's Creed team, so Ubisoft won't care.
Just kind of think of the alternate dimension where we're actually talking about Rayman Legends as if we're playing it.
Yeah. That's the ultimate tragedy, is that the game is good. It's not like it's terrible.
Yep. The demo's amazing. I mean, like, I love the demo. It was very good. And I didn't even really like Origins that much, but they seem to have fixed the floatiness of the controls from Origins, and I really like that. So it's really depressing, to say the least.
I felt so sorry for Montpellier when I heard the news. It's like, they work so hard on the game, and then Ubisoft just shat over them.
Yep.
Yeah, it's got to be hard on the motivation when you just don't know whether the deadline is real or not.
Yep.
Yeah.
By the way, it's Montpellier. Sorry, I took French.
Oh, sorry, I don't know. I don't know French that well. Sorry.
You have to say it with a really gay accent too. Montpellier.
Montpellier.
Oh, and I just played Riven Thief. a while back.
Oh, my God. Alright, so I guess we'll move on to the next topic now. Sorry, Rayman, but we'll talk about you again in September.
Yeah, maybe. If
maybe. if we remember.
If we remember the game even exists.
HD collections.
HD?
Don't get too excited.
What flavor are you talking about? Talk about the PS2 flavor where they're basically just scamming people after they took backwards compatibility out.
Well, I was the one that suggested this topic, so let me start with my experience with a certain famous HD collection that many people know about, and it pissed the ever-loving shit out of the original developers. Silent Hill HD Collection.
The graphical
very bad
basically just fucked it up somehow.
Oh, well, here's the thing, because I looked into that. Apparently, what Konami did, like, when they're finished development, they take the code of the game and they print it off on paper, like an old-school computer paper, and file it away.
Huh.
I read this, like, I went, huh. Okay. Well, apparently, because of what they did, the developers of the HD collection couldn't properly emulate the game.
It
sounded strange, considering I played Metal Gear Solid HD collection, and it actually ran fine.
Yeah, there's no problems with that one.
There was no problems whatsoever.
I'm just gonna say a lot of it has to do with how the code, like, because they're two different systems, the game's obviously gonna run differently. And like, if you don't optimize it very well, you're gonna get a really shitty running game. Like,
you have to wonder why does it even exist if they couldn't do it properly from the start.
Money grab.
Yeah, they're not like their own game. Is one of, you know, that's when you look at Nintendo's, like the Wind Waker. I mean, when they showed a screenshot, I mean, they had a guy from the Zelda team basically come up and said, "Check this shit out. Look at this crap. Look how cool this looks." They didn't like kind of hide it and like, who can we farm this out to? You know.
But that's like pretty much the problem with HD collections. What Nintendo is actually doing right, it's actually going back and fixing the game on a newer system.
Well, I guess there's a difference between a collection and a remake of a single game.
Also,
about source code, the Metal Gear Solid ones, they didn't use the original source code. They just kind of bought a retail game and reverse engineered it, which, you know, you don't really need the source code, but since Konami didn't keep it, I want to know what the hell they were like. Like, you know, this is one of the games people think of when they think of, like, Konami. Good game Konami made, Silent Hill 2. And they're like, well, we're done with it. Let's kind of just throw it in the bin and move on to something else. You know, they don't have a lot of respect for their own legacy.
And it could have been good, because they went back and, like, they re-recorded the voices. And there were some pretty professional voice actors in that re-recording. But it's just, I played the PS2 version, like, for a long time. Like, one of my favorite PS2 games of all time. And playing the HD collection, it was painful. It
destroyed your soul. Like, it's a new kind of horror.
Yes, it's a new kind of survival horror. How much can you stand the graphical glitches?
I saw that. I know what Matt was talking about him. I saw this 2-hour nerd magnum opus that is the Twin Perfect video of. And they showed a lot of the graphical glitches. Like, there's like this floating wall of gray fog that just looks completely unnatural. Like, it's kind of. And the thing is, you should know that the PS2 version, like, it somehow looks better. The PS2 version of this game somehow. The PC version looks exactly like the PS2 the PS2 version. They somehow could not get the PC version for this HD collection. That's just so. Mind-boggling, really. It is that bad.
Well, the fog was there because of memory constraints or something stupid like that.
Yeah, and it also kind of like hides the fact that the PS2 couldn't render stuff like in great detail. So when the fog's gone, you see these giant blocky pixel shitty-looking things.
It's like an N64 game.
Yeah.
It's a new feature.
HD collections are really prevalent, but it's not really a new thing they've done. Like, game collections have been around for, like, years. Mm-hmm. But my biggest issue is that they don't, like, improve the experience when it's put on a new system.
Yeah.
Well, thing is now with PS4 and the new Xbox possibly not being backwards compatible, just kind of gives them a reason to sell the games again.
And that's... Oh, that makes me sick.
That's some bullshit, I'll say that. I don't even have a PS3, but if I bought one now, I'd like buy no games for it. I'd have to get new ones like immediately and do that.
You can buy a lot of old cheap games for it.
Which is what they want to do for PS3 backwards compatibility, is stream it, you know, like we had the we just talked with Rab about the SimCity thing. Imagine that for every game. Not just EA's bullshit.
My worst nightmare.
You're talking about the Wind Waker remake that's coming up. I mean, it's honestly it's a little early to say like just how good or bad that like in terms of like if they're gonna actually improve much. So it's a little early to say that, or at least in my opinion. It'll be good. Hopefully they'll make some actual
Nintendo,
additions to it.
I just don't think they'd bother unless they had something in mind.
I'm hoping that's
probably
the case,
so that we can reuse the Tingle Tuner, and the Tingle Tuner will look like the Wii U gamepad, and it won't look like forced product placement, and will look more like a natural part of the game.
Well, I'm thinking that like an appropriate addition to Wind Waker or de-addition is to just get rid of Tingle altogether. Like he's just gone.
Big tower.
Tingle's gonna show up on the gamepad now. He's gonna be there the whole game.
His face, nothing but his face for 5 hours.
No more Tingle.
He's gonna give you suggestive winks.
No Tingle.
He's the straightest gay man. He's the gayest straight man in gaming. No, play the DS RPG.
No.
So we got another call, guys.
Hang that up. We haven't talked about DLC yet. We had to talk about DLC. I guess we'll talk about it after the phone call.
Is this Pi Radio?
Sure is. Pi Radio, who's this?
Great. My name's, Gary. Big fan of your F-heads. Was just wondering, what it stood for.
F-heads. I guess this one's for Grub, but,
Hi, Gary.
You want to just go ahead and take a guess what it stands for?
Yeah, what do you think it stands for?
I don't want to say it because, is this show rated G or something? This program, for the kiddies?
You can say whatever you want, Gary. We sure have.
Well, farmheads?
Huh? No. It's actually floating heads.
Oh. Well, that sort of makes sense with the floating heads. The word floating takes up a few more than three spaces, don't it? It should be a four-letter word. I'm a bit disappointed in that, to be honest. Ah, fuck this.
Gary?
Gary?
Nice play.
Gary? Gary!
And now a word from our sponsors.
Welcome to Nintendo Land!
Hardcore edition! We got guns, we got grenades, we got tanks!
Blow off all your favorite Nintendo characters and watch their limbs and organs fly all over the theme park.
Year of Luigi?
Wow, 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 wow.
I don't think so.
Product not yet rated. Awaiting Kickstarter approval.
Oh man, Nintendo Land Hardcore Edition.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we haven't played the game yet, but I'm sure it'll get a 10 out of 10. It has nothing to do with like Nintendo like paying us to give
it. I've already written the review for it. 10 out of 10.
Shh, you know they're not supposed to know that yet.
Just edit this part out.
I have 10 review templates, and they're all based on how many hundreds of dollars I receive. I got to eat, you know. Critics got to eat.
Yeah, impressive DLC. 60 frames per second.
Okay, so I guess we're going to go into DLC now. Basically, bad DLC is shit that like used to be like cheat codes, which have mysteriously disappeared from games these days. Good DLC is stuff like, you're Luigi.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like a whole new campaign.
I mean, like, I'm sure it's going to cost, like, $20. That's my guess. Either, like, $20, $25 is my guess. But, I mean, like, it's a whole new game. So, essentially a whole new game, just without the story. But, I mean, it's a Mario game. Who cares about the story, right?
It depends on who you ask.
Well, yeah, but, I mean...
There's no, if you're wanting to criticize the shit out of you some Mario games, you're going to start talking about how the story is the same. But if you want to like act like a hipster, you could say that, you know, games with a lot of plot, you know, suck. So I think the thing is Mario games don't necessarily have plots; they have premises. There's no plot twist. It's always Bowser is the last bad guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, so you know, it's just a premise.
Well, just because it doesn't matter. Like, they make the game first, probably, and then just chuck in whatever makes sense.
Mm. Like, if they wanted
to... That is basically true.
If they wanted to make it so that, like, Bowser was Mario's long-lost father or some shit like that, is that...
God. That sounds like a fan fiction.
Oscars, I think that's a bit dumb, and anybody who really wants that might want to start watching some movies or something else.
That sounds like what would happen if Mercury Steam got a hold of it.
Right. I heard a lot.
Yeah, but like the whole DLC.
One of my problems with DLC is that you kind of don't know when the game's finished. Like, I'm just gonna use this Borderlands 2 as an example.
Mm.
I've kind of held off buying that game because it has so much DLC and kind of things that haven't even come out yet, and I'm just gonna kind of still waiting for the game to be finished before I buy it.
Yeah.
Speaking of unfinished games,
which sucks.
Aliens.
Yeah, I know. Gearbox.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hold my breath for.
Yeah, DLC for that. That's for another day, maybe. I don't even want to talk about Aliens. I'll just be really angry and depressed.
Oh, you played it, didn't you?
No, I didn't play it. I wanted it to be good. That's like I've never been more disappointed by a game being really shitty. Like, let's just say that.
Yeah, I actually liked what I saw of it at this IGN event in Sydney, but I don't know if that was actually the game now, because apparently there was...
It's not. It's
fake demo.
It's the fake demo that Gearbox had.
Yeah, but I was kind of excited about it after that.
How do you even do that? Let's make a fake demo, and then it's like the real game, and take all the parts that we had done and fuck them up so that it matches the rest of the game.
God damn it. That's so frustrating.
I don't know. How the hell they pulled that off?
I think, unfortunately, it just speaks badly of Gearbox as a developer. I mean, they were cutting checks off of Aliens and stuff.
You know what? It's now, They're actually now, like, it's actually kind of interesting, like, comparing, like, Gearbox to Silicon Knights. Because Silicon Knights did the exact same thing, where they're, like, trying to leech money off of their publishers. So, yeah. I'll just say that's sort of interesting.
Did Silicon Knights actually use that money on anything, though, besides kind of that lawsuit that failed?
That lawsuit was the worst part is, even if they're right, they're still going to be wrong. You know, there's no way they could win that, even if they did win it.
Yeah, they pretty much dragged out the issue until they died.
Yeah, and then they, you know, I don't necessarily agree, because, I mean, interestingly enough, when you look at Epic as like a first party, what Silicon Knights was accusing Epic of doing was basically the same thing any third party would accuse Nintendo of doing, which is only caring about their own stuff.
Mm.
And taking like royalty money and not helping them, but since Epic is kind of like the in crowd as far as the press is concerned, then they're obviously going to be immune from this sort of criticism about stuff like that. So,
which is bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
Considering their engine.
No one's saying it's not bullshit. I mean, I know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, game journalism is bullshit, but.
It didn't used to be. Now it is. I mean, all you gotta do is talk to Jeff Pope Doritos Pope Keeley.
Nah.
Did you see how he was calling out IGN for their early reviews?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when Jeff Keighley is criticizing you, you're definitely... Yeah. We're just getting lower and lower.
Well, I think it's kind of funny. He's like, oh, man, that's totally not professional. as he's carrying around his bottle of Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just over the whole journalist thing.
But going back to... going back on a DLC, the new thing, or like the mostly new thing that's starting to get on my nerves, is the expansion, not only of DLC, but the season passes, especially Gearbox has been causing problems with this too, because they have the season pass. You don't get everything. Exactly. They have a season pass that you do not get everything for. So that's even less reason to get the season pass, because you don't know what's going to actually be in it. And if it's going to be any good. You're buying a promise. Ripping you off. Yeah, exactly. And
especially when it comes to Gearbox, you can't really anticipate what you're going to get.
It's unfortunate. Yeah, I should say the least.
I think with DLC, I think if as long as there's not too many different kind of packs, then I'm okay with it. As long as they kind of expand on the game, and you know, like, it doesn't come out the same day as the game. If it's something like they spend a few more months on, and like it's a good bit of extra content, then yeah, I think it's a good thing.
Well, the thing I have against DLC is that it's ideal use and the way it's being used are almost like polar opposites. Because ideally, you use it to expand a game. That's the ideal, like a perfect birds chirping, everything's like a Disney movie kind of fantasy use of DLC. And the reality is that they're basically kind of chopping off half the game to sell it to you later. I mean,
trying to rip us off.
Like Bill said, games are effectively $100 now because they cut off. I mean, it's even going to get more expensive. Like maybe, and that's really bad for the game industry itself. Because imagine if I had $150 back then, I could get 3 games, and now I can get all of one.
Well, I think that's why we have people kind of waiting for price drops as well. I mean, games are selling less straight away. Like Dead Space 3, EA were disappointed. It didn't sell 5 million straight away.
Nothing sells 5 million straight away. It doesn't have a fat or a gun in it. Or Donkey Kong. I believe that sold 5 million. Go Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong Country Returns? Yeah, it sold I didn't think it sold 5 million copies, but it sold really well.
It's a Donkey Kong game.
In Japan, it was a Western-selling game, Western-design game that sold a million units, which is interesting.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right.
In regards to that DLC thing, I think the biggest offender by far has been Capcom.
Oh God. Regards to that.
I just need to say Marvel vs. Capcom 3 and everyone will know what I'm talking about. Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Or the skin packs, the colors, you know. you used to get alternate colors in Street Fighter 2 if you hit like R or another button, like Fierce Punch or something. You know, you're picking your color. Apparently that's DLC worthy now.
It costs $1.
And the worst part is, it only looks that way if both of you have the pack. So if the other guy doesn't have it, you're basically going to pretend to be pink.
Yeah, one thing I was surprised with recently is Tekken on Wii U. I was just surprised to boot it up and see all these alternate costumes that I didn't have to pay extra for individually.
Wow.
Yeah. Good on them. Hopefully,
What's his name? The director of Tekken. Harada. He basically said he won't rip his customers off.
Yeah, he said if they're going to do DLC, I'm not going to be involved. So
yeah, that was amazing.
Oh dear.
I think another bad thing about DLC was if you want the worst thing this whole generation, it's probably Tales of Vesperia, like buying levels and buying gold and stuff, and that's just.
Oh, God, that was I even played Tales of Vesperia, and I never touched that.
Yeah, me too.
Just the thought of that being used was just...
Yeah, it feels dirty just having it there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's you're kind of missing the point of an RPG.
Selling a dildo, you know?
Yeah.
You can't really buy your Coke in peace if you see a dildo next to the counter. I mean, you just...
That's a perfect snake.
Ew, I don't want to think about that. take that back.
Just a purple dong dildo just point right at you. Like, for sale, $10. Like, you don't have to buy it. But it's still there.
We'll just wave it in your face.
Oh.
I think we might wrap this up on that lovely note.
No.
You guys got anything else you want to add?
Not really.
No.
I think dildo killed it. There's just this.
Yeah, it's ruined. Ruined it.
We can't.
Continue. No more fun. Oh my god. Well, that was.
All right, well, yeah, it's been good, and yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it, and. Oh, actually, we've had someone on the line this entire time. We actually got an expert analyst on the line.
Oh man,
he's actually been on hold for about 50 minutes now. And
it sounds like he has at least 4 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy.
Oh. Only 4? I mean, that's not that impressive.
Well, he's an expert, so we're going to find out a lot of things. So yeah, we'll just cross to him now. He's been waiting for a long time, so. He's an expert analyst, and his name is Michael Pachter. Now, Michael, you've been studying the industry for quite some time, haven't you?
Well, yes, I have, Grubdog. studying very hard with my 4 degrees, and I know everything.
Oh, that's nice. So, what do you think's going to happen with these new consoles coming out at the end of the year?
Well, good question. The next Xbox, we don't know much about it, but we do know a lot about it.
Okay, well, what do we know?
We know it's going to be better than Wii U, it's going to have better graphics, better games, better lineup, it's going to have a TV tuner, so you can watch TV on your TV, and it's going to have Skype, which is, it's really cool, you can make podcasts with it, you can talk to people, it's crazy new technology, and it's going to be on Xbox, it's going to be on your TV, along with the TV on your TV.
Okay, so you think games... what about the games? That's what I'm interested in.
The what?
Video games.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's going to have games, it's a game system,
Okay, so... Do you think it's going to be successful then, I guess?
Well, yes and no.
Yes or no?
That's right.
What's right?
That's another good question.
Do you have any answers?
No, that's not my job.
So what is your job?
More like, what isn't my job?
Okay. Thank you for your insight, Michael.
I'm very busy. I have to go now.
Yeah, we're just finishing up.
Yeah, but I just want to tell you that I'm a very busy man.
Okay. Off you go.
Because I got so much stuff to do, you know, I got all these phone calls to answer, and, not easy being Michael Pachter.
Okay, we'll leave you to it then. Thanks for your time, Michael.
Good, because I'm real.
Nintendo stock going down, down, down.